or Hamas Gaza peace deal that enforces trading starts to ZSEA National Senior Tennis Championship in dollar. With the news in details, my name is Paul Kadalington. In local news, South African President Cyril Ramaphosa has reaffirmed the enduring friendship between South Africa and Zambia, stating that relations between the two countries are stronger than ever. President Ramaphosa made the remarks when Zambia's High Commission to South Africa, Grace Mutambo, formally presented her credentials, officially accrediting her as Zambia's High Commissioner. He has congratulated Mutambo on her appointment and wished her success in executing her duties. In response, Mutambo has pledged to strengthen the historical bilateral relations, enhance cooperation, and promote regional interests within the Southern African Development Community, SADC. She has emphasized that the shared history between Zambia and South Africa holds great potential for future collaboration and reiterated her commitment to fostering mutual understanding and cooperation. Mutambo further adds that President Hichilema is committed to maintaining mouth-first bilateral relations in areas such as health, trade, infrastructure development, energy, mining, cultural exchange and diplomacy. The CSO Consortium for Good Governance has praised President Hakainde Hichilema's appointment of a technical committee tasked with consulting citizens and drafting constitutional amendments, describing it as a demonstration of respect for the Constitutional Court's ruling. Deputy Chairperson Solomon Ingoma says the move also reflects the President's commitment to his earlier pledge that constitutional reforms will only proceed following meaningful public consultations. Goma has commended President Hichilema for upholding the rule of law and promoting citizen participation in the reform process. He has emphasized that President's engagement with a broad spectrum of stakeholders, including civil society organizations, traditional leaders, and general public, will enhance the legitimacy and credibility of the constitutional reform process. He has expressed confidence that if conducted transparently and in good faith, the process will yield a document that truly reflects the will and aspirations of the Zambian people. Commerce, Trade and Industry Minister Chipoka Mlenga has reaffirmed the government's commitment to inclusive economic growth, job creation and facilitating both domestic and foreign investment. Speaking at ShopRite's 30th anniversary gala last night, Mlenga commended the retail chain for its significant contribution to Zambia's economy, employment and the development of local businesses. He has praised ShopRite for creating over 4,500 jobs for Zambians and for promoting local products, noting that nearly 90% of its goods and services are sourced locally. Mlenga has encouraged ShopRite to further support local enterprises by exporting Zambian products to countries such as Namibia, Botswana and South Africa. ShopRite Holdings Chief Executive Officer Pieter Engbert has expressed gratitude to the Zambian government for its favorable microeconomic policies, which has enabled ShopRite to become a household name in the country. He has reaffirmed the country's commitment to supporting Zambian citizens through continued job creation. Still in local news, the Zambian National Union of Teachers has commended the government for consistently delivering on its promises in the education sector. Speaking to the media house, ZNUT Livingstone District Secretary Ian Malindi said the proposed increase in 2026 national budget allocation to education reflects the government's commitment to addressing key challenges in the sector. The proposed budget for education has risen by 1.5 billion kwacha from 31.5 billion kwacha in 2025 to 33 billion in 2026. Malindi has praised the government for being responsive to the needs of the people, noting that such efforts have earned the trust and appreciation of the union. He adds that the budget increase demonstrates a commitment to improving the quality of education, particularly through the recruitment of 3,500 new teachers in 2026, aimed at enhancing the learning experience across the country. Police in Mazabuka have recovered several items, including homemade firearms, mattresses, television sets, and a vehicle containing the firearms from various locations across the district in Southern Province. During the display of the recovered items, Southern Province Police Commissioner Axio Daka has confirmed that Mazabuka Central Police Station had earlier received a report from a concerned member of the public regarding individuals in possession of suspected stolen properties. Daka says swiftly on the tip of police officers proceeded to the reported locations and apprehended Given Musanka, age 33, of Kapufi compound, who have admitted to purchasing unbranded fertilizer from Lusaka West at 150 kwacha per bag. 17 repack bags labeled United Capital Fertilizer were recovered from Masanka's residence, along with a portable bag closer sewing machine used in the packaging process, which later led officers to the home of Butambo Chukwalila, aged 35, of the same compound, where an additional 52 repacked bags of United Capital Fertilizer were found. Both suspects are currently in police custody and are assisting with ongoing investigations. The recovered fertilizers have been secured at Mazabuka Central Police Stations as evidence. Finally, local news. Former Zambia National Broadcasting Corporation ZNBC controller News Nkamu Nkamu has passed away. Nkamu died yesterday at the age of 60 at Kabwe General Hospital in Central Province. ZNBC Head of Corporation Affairs Veti Chanda has confirmed the news in a statement expressing the national broadcaster's deep sorrow over the loss. Chanda described Nkamu as an astute news writer and editor, credited for leading newsroom teams that developed ZNBC News editorial policies. Nkamu began his career at ZNBC as a trainee assistant producer in September 1989 and rose through the ranks to become controller news in 1998 and left the corporation in April 2015. We now take a short break. Still to come is international and sports news. Don't go away.
Wherever you are, Chipata to Mongu, Kasama to Livingston, Kopara to Lusaka, whoever you support, Man United, Barcelona, AC Milan or Zambia, Bola means nothing without you, the fan. Because when it comes to football, for DSTV and GoTV, it's on like never before this season. The Premier League, UEFA Champions League, every major league, every cup, every Chipolopolo kick at AFCON, it's all on. It's the talk at the barbershop, the shout at the Kandemba, the cheer in your sitting room, it's on for you. Best football in the world. It's on for every goal, every scream, on for every VAR decision. It is on for every football fan, and it is on Super Sports, only on DSTV and GoTV. Don't miss a moment. Reconnect on DSTV Compact and GoTV Super Plus today.
With Showmax, it's an all-you-can-eat buffet of entertainment for less than a night out. Get unlimited access to binge-worthy series, movies, kids shows, and every Premier League match. Stream or download on your phone or laptop. Binge anytime, anywhere. And with packages starting from just 70 kwacha, entertainment has never been this affordable. Sign up now at showmax.com. Stream everything you love and stay and T's apply.
DSTV for Business is here for your crowd. Here for your